This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. We spent a lot of time yesterday discussing the breaking news regarding Minnesota State Trooper Ryan Londegren and the fallout from that. We're about to bring in House Minority Leader Lisa Damoth and get her to react and why she and other Republicans are calling for Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to step down. But let's just reset this. I'll read a couple graphs from the Trib story. Ryan Londegren, the attorneys for him, are asking a judge to order the release of all communications between Hennepin County prosecutors and a use of force expert. They're alleging in court documents that the prosecutor stopped consulting with the expert after his opinion did not support their theory that Londegren acted criminally when he fatally shot motorist Ricky Cobb II last summer. The office for Hennepin County attorney Mary Moriarty denied the allegations and said the defense attorneys cherry-picked quotes in the court motion. A spokesman added this: it is simply false that any expert engaged by the state came to any legal conclusion regarding the conduct. In fact, the expert characterized the meeting as a preliminary discussion. The expert in question, as we mentioned yesterday, we talked to with Joe Friedberg and others, is Jeffrey Noble, who has been involved in other cases. According to the motion, last fall, Noble told Mary Moriarty and six other members of the attorney's office that a reasonable officer in Troopers Londegren's position would have perceived that the other trooper was in danger of death or great bodily harm. This made a lot of news. We talked about it. Listeners talked about it. Well, also paying attention were the leaders of the GOP, in particular with the House Republicans, and the House Minority Leader, Lisa Damoth, is here, and she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lisa, thank you for coming on once again. Why did you feel like this was the time to call for the Hennepin County attorney to step down?
Well, good afternoon, Chad. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. When the news came out yesterday and we saw the documents that were filed in district court, as those came out, knowing that Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty basically had handpicked a witness, and then because it did not line up to where she wanted that expert testimony to come through, and then she decided to ignore that expert testimony from Jeffrey Noble, it is time that she resign.
Did you consider waiting to hear more from her office before you reach this conclusion? And it also, is it also fair that it's more than just this case that you have disagreed with other decisions from her office?
That is fair. You know, I believe the Hennepin County attorney, Moriarty, she has a history of questionable decisions on cases. You know, I look back where there was a plea deal offered to an armed carjacker, that had aided and abetted second-degree murder during a carjacking, resulting in a murder of Stephen Markey. You know, the judge rejected her attempt. Gratefully, we also know that Attorney General Ellison had to take a case from Moriarty when she offered two murderers a plea deal that would have given them just 2 years in juvenile correctional facility. She charged a suspect who used a car to knock over a Maple Grove officer, drag another officer 40 yards. She only charged them with obstructing justice. I think we have a pattern here from the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, that says the time is now. She is prioritizing criminals over victims. She is demonizing law enforcement, and it is time for her to resign immediately.
I will be honest. Some of those cases which you mentioned, Lisa, I was left shaking my head also. But then I go back to this, that when she ran for office in the biggest county in the state, she was pretty clear about her approach. And that election wasn't that long ago, and the biggest county in the state decided that she, among the candidates available, was the right person. Are you prepared to say you're going to step in periodically in all counties? And why shouldn't she be allowed to serve out the remainder of her term and let the voters decide if she is the right person, like they decide all across the state in various other positions?
That's a great point and a great question, Chad. What I would say with that is elections do have consequences. We know that. But I don't think there is anyone in Hennepin County before the election that would have expected to see the results, even with Mary Moriarty saying the way, you know, talking about the way she wanted to do the job as county attorney. I don't think there is anybody in Hennepin County that would agree with the decisions that have been made on an ongoing basis, thinking that that is going to keep Hennepin County safer or more fair for victims. I believe now is the time when we have seen these repeated decisions, cases being pulled away, the demonization of law enforcement. I think now is the time for her to resign, put it back to the voters, or have a new county attorney appointed and move forward. This is not a good position for any of Hennepin County to be involved in or to have to live under what Mary Moriarty is doing right now in Hennepin County.
So are you worried at all this would set a bad precedent that the state and someone of your stature, the House Minority Leader, puts pressure on a county and the attorney in this, in what you would like to see, would step down? Wouldn't you be worried that, guess what, Democrats, whether it's in this particular session or another session, are going to put external pressure on a Republican who you philosophically may agree with, because of the sway they have, like in this case, the sway that you have? They would be putting pressure that the legislature is now putting their finger too far on weighing the scales, as opposed to just disagreeing and encouraging someone to run against her when her first term is up.
I don't believe there is any county in the state of Minnesota where there has been a culture that has been created of leniency toward criminals and injustice toward the victims. I don't think any county attorney rises to this level, and it is not safe for Minnesotans. It is not safe, as you said, in our largest county in the state of Minnesota. We cannot have a culture of leniency, repeatedly decisions made toward criminals.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I did not say it's not safe in Hennepin County. I said I have been left disagreeing with her on certain cases, including the ones which you cited. Reminding folks, House Minority Leader Lisa Damoth is here. You don't think this is going anywhere, though, do you?
I would hope that this would go forward, that she would resign, and Hennepin County could be made safer with a new county attorney. You know, looking also the culture that has been created within the Hennepin County Attorney's Office under Attorney Moriarty's leadership, we also know there was a case against a 35-year-old man who raped a 14-year-old. Those charges were dropped after a prosecutor in her office lied to the judge. I think there is a culture that has been created that is not good, and the time for her to resign is now.
Last thing. Do you know how many other prosecutors will bring in use of force experts? They look at what they say and thank them, but disagree with their conclusion. Isn't that a part of the process? Is your point of that she brought someone in and didn't agree with them? Or is your point that brought someone in and didn't follow the protocols and share the appropriate information?
It is concerning that she did not share the appropriate information. But remember, again, Chad, this was the expert that she handpicked for this case, and all of a sudden decided to hide that expert testimony. That's concerning.
Lisa, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Would love to get to other comments on other stories with the House Minority Leader, but this one is so germane to our conversation of the last couple days. I'm talking about not we here on the show, and that we have talked about it now multiple days in a row, but also how the county, how the state, how citizens of the area are reacting to this. When you hear that the House Minority Leader and other Republicans are saying, enough's enough, Mary Moriarty has to go, what is your reaction? You love it? You're glad she stepped in? You agree wholeheartedly? Or no, she's wrong. This is a stunt. She was elected. And unless there's a dramatic ethical lapse, she should be allowed to serve her term. What do you want to say? I'll tell you what I think of it after I hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Dave Harrigan, because we certainly have talked Mary Moriarty on this show many times over the years. Interviewed Mary in her previous position, interviewed Mary as a guest, and have interviewed Mary, including asking her directly on cases where I just didn't agree and others didn't agree. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226. Reach out right now on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.